hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM Shortwave.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, and the question you may be asking yourself right now, is this live or is it Memorex? Well, it must be live because today is the 22nd day of February, 2008. It is a Friday, and if all things on planet Earth are spinning properly, and we got a good Texas tailwind, yeah, I must be alive. What an experience, folks. 3 weeks, and I appreciate everybody that has scrambled to cover my spot here while I've been on. Jeez, I wish there was a vacation. I wished I was just out there just, you know, goofing off. That has not been the case. Just in case you're interested, and I do appreciate the people who have called this network to inquire about my health. Thank you very much. I think some of the other people that were just concerned that, well, programming was on the network and they didn't care. At any rate, back in the saddle again. Hopefully we do not have a relapse off of this thing. And just on that subject, folks, I don't know what in the heck I just had. And it reoccurred. Out of the past 2 weeks, I think I had two working days over the past 3 weeks. And when I had heard about this illness that, well, nobody on the national news is talking about this, you know, go try to buy a bottle of brand name NyQuil, whether it's the daytime stuff or the nighttime stuff. No, you're going to buy the generic because they're sold out of it. And they're not talking about this because, folks, this ain't your normal flu and cold season. I have never in my life had a disease. I've had flu before. Everybody's had the flu. Had to yell at somebody because coming through our soundproof walls, I could still hear a voice. At any rate, this is not normal stuff. As I was saying, I've had the flu before. You've had the flu before. 48, 72 hours. You might need a day or two of a real bad flu. You might need a day or two to recoup your energy levels or whatever. It's been 3 weeks, folks. I feel like Gumby in Gumby land here. Hopefully I'm going to make sense today and do a halfway witted show today. But this is terrible stuff. And again, I will urge people. This is nothing to play around with. There are no cures for it. Forget about any viral infections, taking any kind of antibiotic to get rid of it. What this has been morphing into, kind of flu-like symptoms, kind of a cold moves into your chest. You think you're getting rid of it, and the next thing you know, you've got some kind of serious lung problem. Remarkably similar to like bronchitis or, if it's bad enough, even pleurisy. But the bad news is there are no antibiotics out there to fight this because it is viral. What it is, the secretary here at the network, she initially told me about this stuff. She said, yeah, people are getting this stuff, and it's lasting a week, 2 weeks, 3, 4, 5 weeks. I've had it for 3, and I'm still not there. So, folks, if you've got somebody with upper respiratory ailments, they've got asthma, this can go into pneumonia and nothing flat. So please be careful with this stuff. I am under the opinion, I have no fact on this, just an opinion, I think this is a man-made or modified disease. It's the only thing I can come up with because I ain't never seen anything like this. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
It being a Friday, generally speaking, this is where the markets, Dow Jones, NASDAQ, usually they give you a flavor of what's really on people's minds by the time Friday rolls around. Watching the markets this morning, Dow Jones, it was down, I think, a couple hundred points at one period of time this morning. But I look and, well, all of a sudden, NASDAQ is in positive territory, 3.5. Dow Jones, up 96 points. Everything else, the New York Stock Exchange, up 87. Oh, the United States dollar, down, still floating around 75.5. And, of course, gold, well, it continues to go up. Watching the financial shows this morning, they were talking about gold and platinum and palladium and, all these other things. And I actually heard one of these vested talking heads talking about gold and saying that, you know, this pressure on the banks and all this other stuff, well, gold's going to continue to climb. We look for it to go to 1,100. That's just a heartbeat, a burp, and a whisper away. And what they're blaming it on, though, they're starting to catch on or at least tell a semblance of truth to the listening audience out there through their medium. Yeah, it's inflationary pressures. Yeah, it's the weakening dollar. Yeah, it's the Fed rate. They're cutting it and whacking it. We know that's going to add to inflation. But they're whistling through the graveyard, hoping that everything gets to be okay in the end run. It's not going to be okay. Because truth be known in the markets out there, and this is what they are not telling you. I talked about this today on Cash Flow, which is on this network from 1 to 2. If you've not tuned that program in, tune it in. If you can't, go to the archives, Cash Flow. I do that with James Martinez. And we just basically center that show around financial stuff and people's debt. But if you take a look at what's going on out there, folks, the unspoken word on Wall Street, they're hoping that this thing bottoms out. The only reason the Dow Jones Industrial finished up 96 points to the positive today, that's your plunge protection team. We don't want to leave the willy-nillies out there over the weekend when the market is closed because we don't want to start off a Monday on the downside. So they get in there and fix it up a little bit. But secretly, they're hoping that this market bottoms out. Now, that's going to accomplish one thing right off the bat, and that's going to be for these smaller players, stock traders out there, they'll go bye-byes. Now, the people that hang into that marketplace that still maintain a client base, they'll be around for a while. But secretly, they're hoping that the market bottoms out. And what's being projected, not openly, but if you read between the lines, they're looking for the market to bottom out at about 8,500 on the Dow Jones. What's it at right now? Well, 12,381 and 2 cents today. Now, take about 4,000 points off of that, and that's just about where the market should be at. Now, the reason I'm saying that quietly they're hoping this happens, you know, this is a competitive market. They don't care if some of the competition goes bye-bye. The weaker players will be out. They don't care. What they care about is reaching that bottom, stabilizing the market, and then building from that. That's what they're secretly hoping for. So I watch these guys very, very closely. You know, I look at their little subtle nuances, how their stories change, you know, what's being said versus what's reality. And we've tracked this very, very closely. We've been watching these people for a long time because, I'll be honest with you folks, that's what the majority of people pay attention to for their financial. They figure if the markets are doing well, hey, things are okay. People aren't really in a bunge. Well, they should be. Because even Mr. Ben Bernanke is coming out with some truisms. That's right. Unlike Alan, I don't understand a word you're saying, Greenspan, Mr. Bernanke's putting this in more solid terms, and they're more black and white rather than a gray shaded Mr. Greenspan. But you'll still see Alan pop in from time to time as if he's got something to say, which he's part of the problem that we're in the position that we're in right now. I remember statements coming out of Mr. Greenspan's mouth like irrational exuberance. Well, there's been nothing rational about the Federal Reserve and their operation inside this country. And folks, if you were a lender, think about this one. If you were a bank, would you continue loaning money to an organization that is not interested in keeping a balanced set of books? Well, of course you would probably say that'd be a bad idea. Well, this is exactly what the Fed has been doing with the United States government. Exactly what they have been doing. And when you look at the scenario, not good. One guy only that's been out there telling the truth about the Fed Reserve, IRS, yes, our venerable Mr. Paul, Ron Paul, Dr. Paul. Well, he's in a race for his congressional seat to try to hang on to that one. Personally, I wished he'd run for governor of Texas and we'd just tell the Fed to take a hike. But I am not here to design Mr. Paul's political positionings, but I'm glad, and I think that he's going to be there. He's got some real heat. Some neocons have moved in against Mr. Paul down here in the 14th District to go after his congressional seat. Now, I know we want Ron as president in there. It doesn't look like it's going to happen, folks. You know, so, you know, you're going to have these ups and these downs. You're going to have glimmers of hope. But you've got to look at the basis of why the Ron Paul campaign worked in the first place. It was because of you. That's right, you. And if you strip all this other stuff away, you know, his national campaign, all that other stuff, look at the people that got involved. And these were people that heard his message that heretofore hadn't heard it before, that they were Democrats or they were a Hillaryite or whatever they were. Listening to what Mr. Paul was saying and started researching this guy and said, you know what, I think I'm going to vote for this guy. Well, he's the last person that the powers that be want in office. Powers that be? The people up there in Washington, D.C., folks. He's an embarrassment to them because he's a guy that tells the truth. He lays it on the line and tells it the way it is. We're in this illusionary world. We're in it like a cyber world. We're not dealing with reality. Washington's not dealing with reality. They're not dealing with anything because they can't. Because they part and parcel were the main reasons why we're in a lot of fix in this country today. They've had almost 100 years to correct a problem they made almost a century ago, and they haven't done it. What? Oh, the Federal Reserve. Why am I talking about that? Because, folks, it ain't over to the proverbial fat lady sings, and she's not even warmed up yet. She's still standing in the wings waiting to come on. And the reason I'm talking about this Sunday and one of my moments of lucidity, is that a word? Lucidity? I know lucid is. Lucidity in the sky with diamonds. Okay. Sunday, I see a report coming out of Britain. And I took a look at this thing, and I had to read it twice. Now, we have warned people about this. For those people that know how the system works, they know the flaws in it, they know where it's going, none of this is no surprise to you. Because we have been telling you exactly how this thing is going to play out. Not kind of, sort of, exactly how it's going to play out. Bank consolidations, so on and so forth, already starting to happen. I read this story about Northern Rock on Sunday, and I regretted that I've been out of this place from Monday till Thursday because I've been chomping at the bit to tell you exactly what we have been telling you. Now it's starting to materialize. Okay, you're not going to tune in to the any program that's broadcast. And I hate to use this term because, folks, it's always been in my mind, we weren't on an alternative network. We were the alternative to the crap that you had to wade through and try to pick some semblance of truth or reality from what you're being pumped full of every day. And folks, I'll tell you what, I had an epiphany, if you will. I've had a long time, 3 weeks, to think about many things. We're going to chart a new course with this network, and we're going to pull out all the stops. You're going to see programming change on this network. And one of the things that occurred to me is that I don't want this network to be just a sounding board or 180 degree or, let me say, a negative to the positive, like a photograph would be. In other words, you see a photograph. Well, if you do it in the negative, everything's reversed. Light is dark, dark is light. But it occurred to me that while we point out the problems, things that are going wrong, and I think we do a pretty good job as to explaining why they're going wrong, that's got to be something more than that. We're looking for people that have just the absolute cutting-edge information, not just wire readers, okay? Not people that pick up news stories or maybe help create a news story, and then they themselves become the news story. That's not news. That's self-propagation. I'm not interested in doing that. That's why yours truly, and I've had the resources, I've had the people before that have bugged me. Oh, you know, John, you got to do a video. You got to do more public talks. You've got to get in with this person or that person to bring you more notoriety. Now, although I value doing this two-hour block every day, what I value more is the project I've been involved with for going on almost 4 years now, the network you're listening to. So I'm shifting gears with this. I'm going to get real, real serious with this network. I want the creative people that have their own thought, that write their own stories, that know what's going on. Just don't get up and do a read of something that somebody else did. They are the information. They are the researchers. And you're going to see changes on this network that are going to pleasantly surprise you. I'm going to talk a few more minutes about this on the other side. I don't want to bore you with a lot of things, but just letting you know that in these 3 weeks and my moments of lucidity, which my producer says that is a word, we'll have to check on that, but a lot of things have become clear to me over these past 3 weeks. More on this when we get back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Folks, we're back. Who is that, by the way? Jeez, am I getting old, or is the cheese sliding off my cracker? The guys that did Magic Carpet Ride. I know I'm not within your generation here. Steppenwolf. Gosh, the producer doesn't even know who Steppenwolf is. At any rate, folks, what I was talking about in programming on this network, his name is actually Michelle. We kid him. We call him Mikhail, but Chuzadowski, which writes for Global Research. These are the people that the major websites go to for their news stories. Well, he's on the network on Mondays from 11 to 1 p.m. Central Time. There's going to be programming changes on this network, and a lot of you are going to be shocked and amazed and surprised. I've been reading emails in the last couple of weeks about people that are discovering this network, and they are just blown away that they've seen the other networks out there, and yeah, they're okay, I guess. But when they come across Republic Broadcasting Network and the programming we offer, they're just blown away. Well, I'm not blown away, because as I stated before, that we want the people, the real analysts, the real thinkers out there, to be a part of this network and to be interactive with you, because this is, without a doubt, and we're not blowing our own horn here, folks. What we are about is the information and trying to bring you the people that are well-versed in that information. And there is literally no comparison. But it's going to get better. we're going to keep striving to bring you cutting-edge programming. Not, as I said, with the rehash people, and I don't like to put it that way necessarily, but we want the people that are writing the news, that are doing the investigations, that are doing the background, that aren't cut-and-paste people, okay, taking somebody's information from here or there and then doing their own thing and putting their name on it. No, we're after the people who are actually doing the investigations, are actually knowing what is going on and then presenting that information. That's where this network's going. So we appreciate all the people that have been involved with this network over the years. We appreciate the listenership out there, you people out there offering your advice, your praises, your criticisms. It's all taken seriously. And we, on a case-by-case basis, we look at it, and then we do what a network's supposed to do, is bring you the best programming that we possibly can. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is the nutshell of my epiphany here over the last 3 weeks. Now, that might sound kind of mundane and stupid to you, but getting out of that mindset of being an alternative network is something that I have cast aside. I'm not going to use alternative anything in my verbiage anymore, because you know what? I don't care what other networks are doing, whether they were heretofore called mainstream or whatever. Excuse me. We are getting people that want to come on this network that are on 50,000-watt blowtorches, that have radio audiences out there, but are being told what they can say and what they can't say. And they've had enough, because they themselves see the position this country is in, and they can't bring the full weight of their knowledge and their expertise and their opinion to the airwaves, because they're being edited right at the source. And they're getting tired of that. We have people that are seriously looking at this network going, hey, you guys got a pretty good thing going. Yes, we know that. And it's only going to get better. With one thing and one thing in mind only, ladies and gentlemen, not just based on entertainment, like everybody else formulates everything. No, there's a lot of people out there starving for real information, real history, and real fact. And this is not a game. We are in this battle for this republic. You know, it doesn't hurt that a radio talk show host is not somewhat entertaining. There's nothing wrong with that. But entertainment for the sake of entertainment, folks, you know, you got 500 channels on satellite you can tune to and just pleasurize yourself with nonsensical information till your heart's content. But that's not the mission of this. And more people are starting to recognize that. Now, let me drop all that and shift gears here. What I said earlier about what's going on out there in the financial markets. Well, you remember old Northern Rock over in jolly old England. And when I do this story, I want you to keep in mind that we have been warning people what is going to take place in the banking industry. We have told you that there are going to be failures. We have told you that there are going to be consolidations because of imminent failures. We also told you that who's going to be left holding the bag is not these people that portray themselves as being banks and lenders, so to speak. The scam right now, it's like an open and gaping wound. It's there for all to see if you know what disease you're looking for. The disease is the problem itself, what they have created, the fractionalized reserve money system. We've got money and we'll loan it to you at interest, people. And we have told you that this is going to come crashing down. And it is. It's not yet here today. I looked at the stock market. It's still afloat today at $12,381.02 on the Dow Jones. But that ain't going to last. Neither is their banking system. More on this after we get back, because this is important, folks. We don't just give you the bad news. We sit there, we do the analysis, we do the projections, and by jingo, we have not been wrong on this monetary system and its direction. More on this when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my 3 little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Before I get into this Northern Rock story, covered a lot of different subjects here so far. But let me take Ken in Fort Worth rather than leaving you hanging. And
John.
Yes.
I went to the Hillary rally today.
The Hillary rally.
Downtown Fort Worth. But anyway, a party turned into a funeral. You know what happened in Dallas? The police officer died?
No.
You're not wise to it?
No.
Yeah, Hillary was over in Dallas and a police officer hit something and he died. So she comes up to the crowd and basically the party turned into a funeral and she just reported a cop got killed, turned around and walked back and talked to the police officer. There must have been about 35 motorcycle cops out there today.
Okay, so what happened to the cop? What did he do? Hit a telephone pole?
He hit something. I don't know. Hunt around, see if you can find it. It'll probably be on a newspaper, sir.
Okay, aside from a cop dead in Dallas and then Hillary holding a funeral parlor.
It was going to be a party, you know, but it turned into a funeral.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, well, it's just sad for everybody.
Well, and you know what's really interesting about Hillary, and do you believe that when she goes into her little tear spells that anything about that is genuine?
Oh, no, her act isn't, no. but she did, at least she was pleasant enough to say that, you know, what happened, and she said she's going to come back type of thing.
Ah, I see.
At least she appeared, and when she rolled up, she went back, but it must have been about 35 motorcycle cops out there.
Hmm.
I think the cops probably came out after they heard about it. You know, just as support. You know,
yeah, I understand. And if you notice that anybody that's in federal politics, You always see police around them. You always see.
Well,
the,
yeah. I mean, she's a senator from another state. You want to protect her, you know?
No. That wasn't my point. My point is they always have the corporate Keystone Coffer cop surrounding any politician. You never see any county sheriffs or deputies.
Well, it was down by the courthouse, out the street.
No. I understand, but I'm just saying, Ken, stick with me here.
Okay.
Maybe I'm not making any sense today here, but I'm just making a point that any time that you see any ties whatsoever to law enforcement and politicians, it's always the representatives from the corporate state, the what I call the corporate coffer Keystone cops.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, and if you notice this, any photo ops, any president, or anything that they're doing in Washington, D.C., when they want to give the semblance that we have the, well, we have the backing of law enforcement, it is the corporate cops that they always have around them, not the constitutionally elected guys. That's my point.
That's a good point. The county cops were inside, and the city cops were protecting her.
There you go.
Yeah, I see what your point is, but it was right at the county complex.
All right. Well, yeah. All right. Maybe they had some bailiffs out there.
Hey, you know, another thing is, you know, I believe what I do to my bills, I put down, I'm not a fiction, I'm not a corporation, I don't live in a zone, don't live in a metro. You get, you know, they put all your bills in capital letters, right? It treats like a corporation.
Well, and there's a reason for that, because a corporation, in order to deal with what was once a sovereign citizen, they had to transform you from being a sovereign entity, a real live life and blood human being. They had to make you a corporate entity.
Right.
You know, years and years and years ago, we were talking about this issue, and people said, you know, you people are crazy. You talk about Article III courts. You talk about courts of equity. You talk about the gold fringe. You talk about all this nonsensical stuff. It is not nonsensical. It is the basis of their new commerce corporate law.
Right.
You know, and people must understand that.
Right. But right on your bills, you're not a corporation. You're not a zone. You don't live in a zip type thing. You don't live in a democracy. And in no uncertain terms, put your affidavit down on every bill you ever send out.
Or anytime you sign anything, a contract, UCC-207, that you reserve.
Things like that, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That lets people know
right. That
you know what the heck's going on.
And I understand if you do that, they really can't do anything to you because it's against the law.
As it stands right now, but don't worry, the lawyers are out there changing the laws to fit the
like
commerce courts.
We had the code guy come around, and he finally come around. He says, "Is code rules and regulations law?" And he says, "Well, it's based on law." You know, that type of attitude. And, yeah.
Based, and
he says, "How about this thing over here?" So I moved. I says, "It's okay now, right?" No. He goes to his car, walks to his car, says, "It's okay now, right?" No, and drove off. And then he get a letter in the mail. I wrote all that stuff on the letter, and we never heard from him since.
Well, and you're somebody that can see. They're going to go victimize somebody that can't.
Right.
Ken, thanks for your call.
Bless you guys.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah, excuse me, folks. I'm trying to, I'm drinking some brown stuff here, and I think this is hot coffee to try to keep my head clear and my voice somewhere. I think it's coffee. Is this coffee? I don't know. It could be anything brown. I can't taste it, so at any rate. My point here before Ken called in, was we have been warning you about what the banks are going to do. Now, Britain nationalizes the ailing Northern Rock. Now, you remember when the Northern Rock stories broke? And somebody mentioned today about, well, do people in England know what's going on? Well, if it's any indication as to people that are a little nervous, that understand financial difficulties out there, they understand black holes when they see it, what initially happened, and the reason the stories came up about Northern Rock, is because they had people lined out outside of their front doors before the bank was open for daily business, wanting to take their money out of the bank because they weren't quite sure that it was solvent or it was going to be there the following business day. Okay, you remember those stories. Oh, well, Northern Rock immediately came out with the stories. Well, there's nothing to sweat here. There's no reason for you to take out your savings out of Northern Rock. It's no big deal. You see, we have billions of available dollars that we can give anybody any amount of money that's in this bank. There's no problems at all. We've got assets all over the place. Don't worry, Northern Rock is fine. Well, Northern Rock wasn't fine. And I don't know who does their banking in England at Northern Rock, but either these people have a crystal ball or they understand finances in England a heck of a lot better than people in this country understand. Now, here's the story. Britain decided to nationalize Northern Rock on Sunday, abandoning a five-month attempt to snare a private sector buyer from the ailing bank and piling more pressure on Prime Minister Gordon Brown, as if banking depends on George Bush or Gordon Brown. Okay, first of all, they like to politicize this stuff because ultimately it's the politicians that are most visible that get the heat. But this is what's pawned off on the generally dumb public, and I don't care what country you're in, that somehow banking is tied to politics, when in reality it should not be. It is, but it should not be in true free market economies. Well, for 5 months, they've been giving in the song and dance, trying to find other investors to bail this thing out. Britain's fifth largest mortgage lender has borrowed almost $50 billion from the Bank of England since its funding model collapsed in the credit crisis last year. Now, that sparking the first run on deposits at a British bank in over 140 years. Somebody in England knows something. The Northern Rock debacle, as the story says, has become a major headache for Brown and his finance minister, Alistair Darling, which a lot of people aren't thinking this guy's a prima donna or a darling, tarnishing the Labour government's popularity and denting the Prime Minister's reputation for being a guardian of financial stability. One person, folks, supposed to be the guardian of financial stability. How you achieve financial stability is to having a stable financial market based on what? Real money. You know, I won't go down that rabbit hole. But he had a hastily arranged news conference, Mr. Darling did, that nationalization would be temporary and the bank would be returned to the private sector when markets stabilized, which it's not going to, but it was the best option for protecting taxpayers. Okay, a little flag goes up there. How is this protecting taxpayers? That's just a question I want you to keep filed in the back of your mind just for the moment here. Market conditions will improve. Northern Rock's mortgage book is good, but I think it would be a mistake for us to abandon this asset and take a loss now. Notice now, not abandon this asset and take the loss, but take the loss now. Now, there's a reason why they're concerned so much about Northern Rock. Forget its instability. Every bank in this planet has instability right now. What they're worried about is another repeat of people lining up at the bank to take their money out because, what? They don't trust the bank and its assets. They don't trust that their money is going to be there tomorrow morning when that bank opens. And the story is very telling because it goes into that. We had to intervene here because if we let this bank fail, there was every chance the problems would have spread into the wider British banking system. Now, why did Darling say that? Because, again, ladies and gentlemen, what they're most afraid of is the run on the banks, okay, that would cause a collapse almost overnight. The mortgage lender already owes taxpayers £25 billion or $49 billion. Well, wait a minute. How did the taxpayer get put on the hook if they went to the Bank of England and the Bank of England loaned them $49 billion? How all of a sudden did the taxpayer get on the hook for the $49 billion bailout? Whoops, there's something really rotten here. The government will put forth legislation to take the bank into public hands, the first major nationalization in Britain since the 1970s, and trading in Northern Rock shares was suspended. Now, again, they jump back into politics here, but again, this is kind of telling. They said that this is the day when Labour's reputation for economic competence died. Supposedly, a conservative spokesman for economic affairs, George Osborne, said recently, "We will not back nationalization. We will not let Gordon Brown take this country back to the 1970s. Or more importantly, ladies and gentlemen, back to 1929. You will still hear the talking heads talk about the subprime debacle. That's just the tip of the iceberg. They're not talking to you about derivatives. They're not talking about everybody that had their hand in the cookie jar to make a short profit at the expense of the entire system, which would have died of its own dead weight anyhow, because when you have fractionalized reserve banking, eventually the balances go to what? Zero. Just as they're doing in this country right now. So England is sweating this thing. There are people over there are going, wait a minute. What the body of the story does not tell you, and what is on everybody's mind in jolly old England, is that, wait a minute, we, the taxpayers, have been put on the hook for a bank that didn't conduct its business correctly. It is happening here inside the United States. You would be put on the hook, the taxpayer will be put on the hook for the bill. And why? Folks, think about this. If you drive a Ford or a Chrysler or whatever, and that auto company goes belly up tomorrow, do you get a bill in your mail that says, well, you know, this corporation failed, you know, here's your part of the bailout bill, you owe us so much money? Well, wait a minute. No, I don't. It's a private corporation. That's exactly what these banks are. But because they're so intertwined with government, you know, when Alan Greenspan made the remark about irrational exuberance, if you were a lending institution, would you continue to loan money to people that have had absolutely no regard for a balance sheet, that didn't look at their balance sheet and go, okay, well, here's account receivables and here's account payables? Would you continue, if you were a lending institution, to continue to loan money to people that had no regard for a balance sheet? Ergo, the United States government. What Mr. Greenspan was talking about was the ever-expansive role of the federal government and how much money they were borrowing. Against what? What assets have been pledged? Well, everything that you've got, folks. Because if you see how the government and the banks feel about you and your personal property, it's very, very telling when they put the hook on the people for the corporation's bailout. That tells you exactly where you're at. Now, to me, in my thinking, it doesn't get any clearer than that. But to a lot of people that wouldn't know a banknote from funny money out of a Monopoly game, to them it's all the same stuff. And they'll sit there and listen to anybody that's deemed an expert, that comes on and has a plausible rap, or can string a couple of sentences together to sound like he might know what he's talking about. They have simply run out of lies or cover stories for this. This, ladies and gentlemen, I'm hearing from certain financial sectors that, well, the economy is in a lull right now, but we expect the uptick to come at the end of the year. There's going to be no uptick. This is the start of the collapse. And what they're very, very worried about is the collapse and the exposure of this banking fraud. This is what they're sweating bullets about right now. Okay, and I don't give a hoot and a holler if Citibank fails. I don't care if Morgan fails, Morgan Stanley. I don't care who fails. You have been the problem, and now you're going to ask me to bail you out? Come and try to get my cash. Try to come and get my money to pay for your corporate mistakes. I hope you brought your lunch. It's going to be a long time before I pay anything to you. But they will try to do exactly that. Just as the IRS and what they could collect off of what the government owed, there was a reason why the IRS was implemented at the same time that the Federal Reserve, the private banking monopoly in this country, started. It was to be secured type of loan. So all you're hearing about people that want to dump the IRS, Mr. Huckleberry from Arkansas, yeah, well, they're not going to dump the IRS. You're not going to be let off the tax bill that you don't owe in the first place. They are just going to simply shift it to another way of collecting that, which will probably be more efficient. Geez, you can just about lay off everybody in the IRS right now if we went to a flat tax or a sales tax. You don't need that bloated bureaucracy. And have you ever seen the Book of Rules for the IRS? Looks like a law book of the Unabridged Dictionary for Webster's, the expanded edition. I mean, you weigh it by the pound. You don't count it by the pages. You weigh it by the pound. So this is not a break for the American people. Not at all. This is just another way to restructure, to make sure that they extract from you every penny that they can get. And they've just figured out a more efficient way to do it. What they're not going to admit, and ask Ed and Elena Brown about this, that are sitting in prison right now, that their assets have been sold off for more, I am sure, than what they said that the IRS owed them, These people are sitting in prison for a misdemeanor. Gee, immediately after their assets were sold off and the bill that they owed was paid off, they should be let out of debtor's prison. But they're not. Are they? Nobody is going to be left off the hook. They are not going to admit that they have bamboozled you, they have lied to you, they have done illegal things for ill-gotten gains. They are not going to admit any of this, folks. And if somebody does show up at your door and knocks on it and says, smiles and said, hi, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you, you better step back about 2 feet with your Louisville Slugger and let it rip. We'll take your calls, 800-313-9443, after this break. Stay there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Don't hide in the cellar. Just grab the Louisville Slugger. Russ in Dallas. Hello, Russ. Russ, you with us? Yeah, there you are.
John,
hi.
Can you hear me now? Okay,
yeah, I can hear you.
You know, all this business with the markets in such turmoil, et cetera, I think may just be just the impetus that they need in order to justify the concentration camps and the institution of martial law, et cetera, that they've set up all, over all this period of time. Have you heard about the article that was written for the San Francisco Chronicle by Dan Hamburg, a former congressman?
No, I did not.
Okay, the article is entitled Rule by Fear or Rule by Law. And this guy was a guest on another radio program today, and I think he'd make a fantastic guest for you.
And what was his name again?
His name is a former California representative to the United States Congress named Dan Hamburg.
Okay.
You can get him off of Wikipedia or whatever.
And how do you spell his last name?
H-A-M-B-U-R-G.
Okay, M-B-U-R-G. Okay, got
yes.
it. All right.
And he starts out his article saying, since 9/11, and seemingly without the notice of most Americans, the federal government has assumed the authority to institute martial law, arrest a wide swath of dissidents, citizens and non-citizen alike, and detain people without legal or constitutional recourse in the event of an emergency influx of immigrants in the U.S. or to support the rapid development of new programs.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning in 1999, the government has entered into a series of single-bid contracts with Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown & Root to build detention camps at undisclosed locations within the United States.
And let's not forget Blackwater. Let's throw that in there. The private mercenaries that are going to be operating on our streets.
Okay. He says the government has also contracted with several companies to build thousands of rail cars, some reportedly equipped with shackles, ostensibly to transport detainees. And the article goes on to describe more and more information in that vein, but this was in the 8th largest paper in the United States, and it was written by a former United States congressman. Now, there's a lot of credibility there that we don't normally see.
And Russ, we talked about 10 years ago them transporting people via boxcars with the shackles there.
Yeah, that was back when there was a rumor that there was a company called Gunderson Steel that was doing this, and I was working with Ted Gunderson at the time, and you know, of course, a lot of people asked him about it because of the name, and he went out and actually tried to verify that, and never really could,
and nobody could,
right? And it was speculative at the time,
mm-hmm.
but you know, like I said, this is being reported in the anyway. This guy was a guest on another program today, and I'll tell you what, he was a really powerful interview. I've contacted Clay Douglas and a couple of other friends of mine and said, you know what, I don't care what you got to do, get this guy on. Another question I have for you is that last night, or I guess early this morning, I heard a rebroadcast of the December 26th interview with Charles Giuliani with Russell Means. And I went back and tried to find the archive broadcast, and of course Charles Giuliani, for whatever reason, is no longer on RBN. But
he decided to drop.
Well, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to continue to carry those archive programs?
We
that was a powerful interview.
Russ, excuse me here. Let me interject something before the break comes up here. We were just discussing that, and I was just talking bandwidth versus archives, and can we still keep presenting the programming that was out there? And the answer to that is yes, we're going to. It's not going to be written up the same way in the archives that the current talk show hosts on this network are written up, but we're going to endeavor to bring you programming and keep it up there as long as we can. There are bandwidth restrictions.
I got one better for you, though. One of the questions asked of Russell Means in the program was, would he be willing to host the program on RBN? And he was ecstatic when that came up.
All right. So hang on a second. I got a break. With